Hello, Wichita. Welcome to Council Chat. With me is my friend, Councilmember Tuttle. We're fresh out of the frying pan and made it in from outside. I know you guys are all knowledgeable of the extreme heat that we've had over the last couple of weeks. It seems like we're finally getting a break in that here.
Absolutely. Good morning to you. Morning. So glad to be here with you. I was talking with a friend who lives in Topeka, and she was telling me it was 115 there one day this week. I know it was hot here. I went to Windsor's game last night, and it was toasty. There was just a little breeze, but yeah, I'm ready for the heat to subside. I know we still have August all the way ahead of us, but the last couple weeks, and I worry a lot about the vulnerable populations, elderly and people maybe of lower income who don't have a lot of disposable income for more air conditioning, or this time of year, I think it happened to you. Maybe overuse the air conditioner, and then something happens to it, right?
Yep, last Wednesday night and Thursday was the perfect time for the air conditioning to go out in my house. And so, yeah, I spent the better part of Wednesday night and most of the day Thursday working on it. But the AC is up and running again. I'm grateful. My family is grateful. But again, we think about people out there who don't have access to this.
Absolutely.
We've been running the city buses to where anybody can get on and cool down on it. We've also opened up our neighborhood resource center and libraries. Everybody's always welcome to come in and get some relief from the heat there as well.
When did the buses end, the being able to use the buses or the free transportation for buses because of the heat?
That's today, I believe.
That's today.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so, because thank goodness it seems like we have some relief on the way from the heat. I think they're talking 80s.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Sounds great. And then I was looking at my calendar, and we have some things coming up, but one of the things that's just right around the corner is back to school.
Yep.
It's hard to believe that our students are going to be getting right back into their routine of going back to school. I know there will be lots of happy parents all across the community because of that.
My niece, she lives with us, and she was telling me the other day, why is the summer just flying by? And it's funny, she's 11, but she's talking about the older she gets, the quicker time seems to be moving and flying by. And it's like, you're a little young to be appreciating that, but
yeah, I was going to say, wow, she's got a, a long way to go.
Right, you get up there, in my 40s, yeah, you blink and I'm a decade older nowadays, so.
Yeah, I'm not saying how old I am. You can just do that.
So yeah, got to get used to it, baby girl, but so, yeah, starting off next week, as usual, with our Board of Bids and Petitions for Public Improvements, just normal city council stuff we do every meeting. We put out projects to have people bid on it and see what's the best deal for the city and for the taxpayers to complete the project. We also talk about public improvements, things that we do for certain areas that we are developing, and we get paid back through special assessments as well. So that's always how we start off the meetings.
One of the things on the Board of Bids that I've been monitoring and actually had a call about this morning is our Healthy Corner Store initiative to help address food deserts. It closes today at 4. So I'm excited to see how many come in, and then we'll have a community committee that reviews them and makes the decisions. But it's always interesting when I keep my eye on those to see all the different areas that we impact. People sometimes forget that.
Right.
So, yeah.
A lot of the stuff is lost in the details, and it takes 30 seconds to go through this in a meeting, but it's really just so much goes into putting it up there and then so much afterwards.
Yeah,
so
that's a great point. By the time it gets to us, it does take a couple minutes, but it was probably weeks or a month worth of work.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder how people feel who work on the projects, how staff feels like, good, we just got that done. All this work I put in, all these hours just to go to council and just have them in consent or any other part just pass it.
I can share some perspective on that. I used to work at the county. I was the assistant director of the health department, and I remember when I had an agenda items, the same thing. You put so much time and energy, and then it's like, three lines in a 4-inch packet. Or if I was going to present at the Board of County Commissioners, how much time and preparation you spend in your presentation and preparing for anticipation of questions that may be asked and thinking through all the unintended consequences. So I've been on the other side, so I'm usually pretty empathetic of staff when they come before us.
Yeah.
Try to be supportive and smile and pay attention so they know how, because I know how important it is to them as the content expert.
Right.
Right.
And I never thought of that, all the homework that you would have to do. Because I see people all the time sitting in the council meetings and they're there ready to answer any questions. Yeah. And then nobody has a question. And the items pass and they get up and walk out and go on to the other part of their lives.
Okay, so here's a secret. Okay, just between us, right?
Just between us. And
I sometimes ask questions I know the answers to staff, just so that way it shows some engagement and that we care,
yeah,
right? I don't always do it because I know that, you know, I don't want to drag the meeting on forever, but especially if I know it's a project that the community should know a little bit more about,
right,
or, you know, the staff, it's a passion project for them in their department.
Right.
Sometimes I'll ask a question just so they have an opportunity to shine just a little bit more. Shh, don't tell anyone.
And I think part of your point there about public information is great, because
yeah,
I'm the same way. I'll ask questions that I already know the answer to. So that way it's out there in the public so they know the answer as well. So
yep. And you hear me say probably much too much from the bench, but I'll say to staff, especially if it's really complicated, please explain this to me like you would your neighbor if you're both getting your mail at the same time.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Sure that we articulate the answer so that anybody can understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Another item we're looking at is considering an ordinance to cut down on illegal gambling machines. We'd codify how we do business, hold businesses accountable for not having these machines in their establishments. This is something I've heard about from community members too. You know, you go into a gas station or something and some people don't care to have the machines there, and they're against our ordinances. So WPD has been looking at this and working with businesses, and it's going to be an interesting topic to chat about. Probably the only one that's on our next council agenda.
Yeah. Councilmember Fry, I think, is the one that brought this to our attention because he had had conversations with Wichita Police Department. So what would happen is that the Wichita Police Department would go in because they had a tip or they were just doing a routine inspection. They see the machines, they confiscate it, and then they go back, you know, a week, a day, whatever, later, and there's machines there again. And so it was just a really cyclical process. And so Councilmember Fry brought in Councilmember Ballard and Councilmember Johnson because they see this more in their districts.
Yeah.
So I love the collaboration that was involved. It was my understanding, because I wanted to get some more information to prepare for this item, that we have 1,300 illegal gaming machines in property and evidence right now. Yeah, so one of the questions I'm going to be asking from the bench is, what do we do with them? Like, how long do they sit there? Where do they go? So I want to certainly learn more about this, but, you know, it gives some teeth, if you will. The first offense, I think, is just a warning. A second violation is a 90-day suspension of the license, alcohol and tobacco license, and then a third would result in a one-year suspension of alcohol and tobacco license, which gas station, but then also even for restaurants or bars, would be very significant. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're business friendly, but we also need to make sure that people are abiding by the laws that we have. So
right,
making this an ordinance and not just a resolution, I think, was something that Council Members Fry, Ballard, and Johnson were all very supportive of. So I'm excited to learn more about this, hear from police, but then also from our colleagues.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so the next phase of this is looking at an ordinance on suspending licenses for entertainment, tobacco, drinking, and private clubs in general to create consistency among how and why we may suspend licenses. So we have, I think, about 8 or 9 different bullet points here, but this just really formalizes the process. And one of the things that was the most significant for me is that it allows for the chief of the Wichita Police Department can immediately shut down one of these establishments if it's in the case of public safety. So again, something that's not really my area of expertise. I'm excited to learn more, but it's my understanding that our colleagues and the police felt like these two ordinances need to occur together to be the most successful.
Yeah, we get a lot of complaints, and there's been some of these businesses in the news here lately.
Yes.
In a negative light. So we need to figure out a proactive way to address these issues before we have some of these unfortunate instances that pop up. So, yeah, this is something that's going to be really interesting to dive into, and hopefully we come up with a program that's fair to us, fair to the businesses, and especially fair to the community, because
yeah,
public safety is job number one with us.
I like that. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, so next week's Neighborhood Night Out.
Ooh, how many do you have?
I was just pulling up my handy-dandy spreadsheet, and I only have four this year.
Ah.
But then I also, the Urban League invited me to an event, so I'll be attending that as well. I remember, and I have more homeowners associations than neighborhood associations in District 2, but my very first year that we did this, I think I had like nine.
Yeah.
And so I would, you know, hi, and have a glass of lemonade, and the next one, hi, have a bite of a hot dog, and run to the next one. So I'm glad for this time, I'll be able to spend maybe a little bit more time.
Right.
Most of mine are in the 5:30, 6 o'clock to 8 p.m. So I'm trying to figure out with my travel time, I can maybe be at, you know, each one for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a sprint. Last year I had 11.
Okay.
And
wow.
I made it to 10. So there was one that I didn't make it to. This year only six.
Yeah.
So that's a little more manageable on my part. You know, I'd wish there were 30 of them. And
I do,
you
too.
Know, but you couldn't make them all, but it's a great thing. Hopefully, in your neighborhood, you have one or one nearby that you can go and attend. If not, you can always start planning on next year. And we have people who it's just four or five people on the block, and they shut it down and go out there and still have an event. So it's open to everybody. If it's just a few people on your block that you'd like to get together with and have a cookout and participate next year, go ahead and get started on it. And hopefully we have 30 to try and sprint through next year.
Right. And I love this concept. And I used to participate in Neighborhood Night Out in a community capacity before I was on council. And the premise is not only the social part, which we all love. You know, we love to gather together and, you know, tell stories and enjoy food and drink together. But the other part is for community safety. When neighbors know their neighbors, they're more
right.
likely to see suspicious behavior, to, you know that, you know, that car isn't normally in your driveway. I wonder if something's going on. This is a true story. Several years ago, our home was broken into. From the back door of our home, our neighbor was doing yard work in the front yard of her home when it happened. And she said, I just hadn't been paying enough attention, right? She said, I should have noticed what was going on. And so that was a really kind of a teachable moment for me that, you know, when I'm in my neighborhood or I'm walking or doing something, I'm more likely to wave to people and to notice cars because it does help safety for the community.
Yes, absolutely. And people ask me all the time, what's the number one thing I can do to help improve safety, you know, in the neighborhood? And that's it right there. Get to know your neighbors.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And you can take it a step farther. There's a movement, the neighboring movement, it's in my district along the South Broadway corridor, and they're doing some great things. And one of the points they brought out that I never considered before is getting to know the neighbors behind you, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they have a door-to-door project to where you go out and talk to all the neighbors, so you'd have the neighbors on your side, the three across the street, one directly in the two cat a corner, but then also the three behind you. So it's providing some consistency and almost a bridge from street to street as well. So
I like that.
So that's something that they brought up, and it makes a lot of sense, and something I maybe we should propose a little more throughout the city. It's just getting to know and. I thought about it, and I know the neighbor kind of behind me a little bit. I don't know the people next to him, so it kind of encouraged me to get out and chat to people, too, a little more just in the surrounding streets.
Awesome. Great idea.
Yeah.
I also have the National Baseball Congress.
Yeah,
I am excited. Yeah, NBC World Series. I'm excited to serve on the board for that organization. So yesterday was opening day.
Yep.
So I went to an event last night. I didn't get to stay very long because then I had to go to the Wind Surge game. But it was just great to see people. And it was on the news this morning. I noticed it got picked up. So something that many Wichitans are very proud. I went to the Wind Surge game after being there, and I was talking with one of my friend's husbands, and he said he remembers when he was a little guy and they would do the baseball
around the clock. Yep.
And he said it was the coolest thing to be able to like sleep, you know, during a baseball tournament because they were there all night until a team won. And I remember when I first got on council and we were considering the, you know, the baseball stadium, the Riverfront Stadium, and I wasn't that aware of NBC and what it meant to people in the NBC World Series. And since being on this role and now serving on the board, there's an incredible amount of passion that people have for this. And not just, I think, the love of baseball, but the love of the community that it brings. And, you know, bringing people and teams from other parts of the country to see our great city. So it's just a great thing.
Oh, no. My favorite job I've ever had was I worked at Lawrence Dumont Stadium when I was a teenager.
Louis Dewey.
Yeah. So we I worked a couple of the around-the-clock events. I also delivered some stuff to George Brett one time. That big Royals fan, that was one of the great moments of my young adulthood there. And you're right. I mean, Albert Pujols, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, so many names. Satchel Paige, if you go way back. There's so many great baseball players who are in the Hall of Fame who came through and played in the NBC World Series, and you never know. So you get out there now, and there might be somebody that you watch. I don't know if you take note of them or not, but then years later you can say, I watched that guy before he was in the majors or before he was – knocking on Cooperstown's
door. We can say we help make them famous.
There we go. Well, we're politicians. We can do that.
Okay, right? Speaking of politicians, I caught something that you said. You said your favorite job was being a bat boy at NBC World Series. Is this not your favorite job?
This is a close second. This is a close second. Ask me. It depends on the day you ask me.
Yeah, and both of them, you're having things thrown at you. Right?
Yeah, you take some damage in both of them.
You take some damage in both of them. The other thing is, just to kind of point out to the community, that our pools will close full-time a week from this Sunday. So this weekend and next weekend is the last time for the full schedule. Splash pads close in October. You have some splash pad excitement going on in District 3?
Yeah, we just opened one up in Plainview a week ago. It was pretty good event. It was hot, real hot out, and we had some kids come out from the summer camp there and dance around on the water with us. But events like that really kind of recharge me.
Yeah.
You know, you see the kids out there. That's who we're in this for, is to provide security for that next generation, great memories for those kids, the development that they go on through. And it's so great, because Plainview has its issues. It's a great community, though, and especially having things like that around for kids to do is just outstanding. So
one of my fondest memories of 2023, it was 4th of July, and so traveling around to go meet with some friends and do different things, and happened to drive by three City of Wichita parks, and they were full. And you could see young and old, you know, little kids and older people playing around in the splash pads, the shelters where the picnic tables were all full. It just really warms my heart.
All right.
And to see people utilizing the amenities that we have that are low cost or sometimes no cost, right?
Yeah.
So especially when it's so hot, you know, to give people some options to get out and get some relief, maybe be able to leave their house for a little while and go do something fun. When I first came on council and we started talking about splash pads, I was like, what? I don't know if I understand this. And then you see the renderings and you're like, okay, you get it a little more. And then when you actually get to go to one and you see how wonderful they are and how much joy people have using them. So it's just something that we should be really proud of here.
I'm not going to lie. I got out there in the water as well.
Good for you.
Yeah. Took the baby out, and his first time in the splash pad as well. And
did he love it?
He tolerated. He was curious.
No,
he didn't.
That's good.
He didn't not like it. And he didn't necessarily like it. He was observing and kind of absorbing it.
He was probably thinking water, bath time.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right. So I think it's time for the surprise question. Oh, what?
Into this room? Oh, boy.
Is there a right answer?
There is a right answer.
Is there really?
Nolan did the math. Oh,
my goodness.
And we got a penny for it?
So we got a penny.
There we go. Now, there's your
2 cents. Two right there. So what do we multiply? Ooh, boy. You think it starts with a B?
So, oh, it's got to start with a B. Because if you think floor to ceiling, and they're not that big. Okay, you want to go first?
10 billion. I'll just ballpark.
10 billion.
10 billion.
Okay. I'm going to be bold. A trillion. Okay, so what's the right answer?
Our math said 200 million.
200 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I got closer, right? Give me the 2 cents back. No, I just. Good guess, though. Well, I appreciate it.
That's, yeah. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. The comms team here, they keep us on our toes with some of these.
And I'm going to want to see, like, the math calculation.
Right.
Like, was this, like, on a spreadsheet, or was it a website that calculates it? Or
I call shenanigans.
It's what?
It was a Google search.
A Google search. Okay.
I think I'm going to dip into the general fund for a couple of million dollars worth of pennies and see if that's the case.
So now maybe we can calculate our budget items by the size of a room. We need about as much room as Tuttle's office to be able to get this done. All right. Well, thank you, my dear friend.
Yep.
And thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. I think you do an outstanding job, not only representing District 3, but just being an advocate for issues that you truly care about. And your passion for things is contagious. So thank you. I learn from you every day. So
well, two-way street there.
Thank you, friend. So thank you for joining us. So glad that you could be a part of this council chat. Be sure to subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you, Wichita.
We'll see you, Wichita.